Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 22nd September. Top stories for today. The early voting process for the Sabah state election began at 8 a.m. today to enable a total of 16,877 police and army personnel, as well as their spouses, to cast their votes at 55 voting centres statewide. The voting process reportedly ran smoothly and lasted till 5 p.m. Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said those who are COVID-19 positive will not be allowed to vote in the Sabah state election on Saturday. He said this was decided by the special meeting of ministers on implementation of Recovery Movement Control Order to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. However, those who are symptomatic would be taken to a special polling place prepared by the Election Commission to cast their ballots. Police are not ruling out the possibility that several individuals from a neighbouring country holding dual citizenship might enter Sabah to vote and create trouble during polling on Saturday. Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur said there were rumours that this group has an agenda to support certain parties in the state election. He warned that stern action would be taken against these individuals, such as confiscating their identity card and deporting them from Malaysia. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has urged the United Nations to play its role as a global body in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Muhyiddin urged the United